Okay. Another. I don't know. I'm just came into my mind, and I thought it was a funny thing to maybe put somewhere in some story. Namely, Einstein dies. And the reason I came up with this is that I'm just now looking at, actually, I think it is a photograph of Einstein's office, his working room, his desk, just before he died, before he left the world. So, and desk is messy, and he was, it seems, in the middle of some work, and then poof, he's gone. So this story that I, of course, center here around that photograph, or start there. The day Einstein died, I mean, it could be a book in itself, or a film. So he dies, and he has, of course, an out-of-body experience. And as he gets that, he goes, oops, they were right after all. Wow. Because he himself, he had been in discussions with friends. I think he must have been in such discussions, so we can fake it to make it. They discussed there when they were youngsters, maybe students, or between colleagues. Some say, you know, I'm just convinced consciousness is fundamental. We are souls, and we are fundamental to this existence, and therefore when we die, we remain. But the existence we find ourselves in may change. And Einstein was sitting there, young cocky, maybe as students are, depending on where we want to put him in history. No, blah, blah, blah. You don't know scientific evidence required, all of that scientific method stuff. So, So anyway, there he goes, and we follow old Einstein on his path there through the astral worlds. How he visits this place, he comes to that place where he meets his parents and his old friends and who had already passed, and they are just happy, and they're sitting there in a wonderful garden around some table there and having a nice picnic or something, and a gang there, men and women. You can see we are in a higher world now, and they are discussing And there you have the old quantum physics gang again, one after another, dropping in. And then they are looking now into the other world there, the physical world, thinking what to do. I mean, these poor fellows in there now, they think they only live once and all of that, and it's our fault. We taught them this materialistic science. Yeah, but then we changed our minds, some another guy says, or girl. Yeah, but that was too late. They didn't get the point. And cognitive dissonance hit. They just continued as if nothing had changed, nothing had happened. So they had these kind of discussions there. And then you have this Einstein sitting there, very thoughtful. He's not saying much. He's just listening. And you may follow their life there in that world and all kinds of things going on. We could take the opportunity to establish the other world. And and I mean, we can take it as far as we want. How they would look into the physical world from some vantage point or other, I don't know. As if in a lake or so, I guess. Some mirror reflection or so. I don't know. Or they sit down under the tree, the tree of life, by lake, and then they look down into that clear water of that lake, and there's nothing murky about this reflection or this situation. It's very clear, very bright. But then you see in that mirror reflection of the tree down there, things are going on among the branches and twigs. And then we can just zoom in on that some place, and there we are. You know, one of those quick zooms. And there we are. Some place in the material world, some place on planet Earth, so something psychedelic like that. That was just one idea. So I mean, just one example how one can build this story very elaborately with all kinds of interesting incidents and environmental effects and quirks, and where we can weave in our wisdom. So then at one point the friends, they're doing something fun there, and then one of them stops and says, but you are, thinking of something, I see. you feel you got something undone, because that friend could really understand that when someone starts looking like that, they feel it's got that look, you know. They feel some kind of call, either by desire or as a call to go back to the earthly realm again. There's something that remained for them to be done. And you got the bodhisattvas standing there, ready to enter again, simply because they have dedicated their lives, after lives, after lives, to serve. Those who are sleeping in here, trying to help them, and the angels and whatever you call such great souls. So you see all of those, and someone may ask, a little ironic, so you want to become a bodhisattva? Or, I mean, come on, who's going back in there? We didn't get enough sex or what? And then the person who was Einstein, he looks thoughtful and says, you know, I just... You know, I got into science because I wanted to do good for everyone. I believed, and I believe in science that way. But then I made a freaking atom bomb. And some other guy said, oh, it wasn't you. I mean, just unavoidable, and your science, progressing. Einstein interrupts, finishes, and they discuss back and forth like that, and he says, you know, I feel responsibility. And there were things I couldn't see then. You guys, and he's speaking to the quantum physicists, you understood something. And I was proud, puffed up, comfortable in my office chair. In an ivory tower. But I think that can be a prison. Lecturing abstract theories. And hidden educational chambers. How much good did that do for the world? And it goes on like that. So then eventually the idea is, he wants to get in there again and continue his job, as he says, but not as that kind of scientist isolated in the ivory tower, but out there among people. Maybe an artist, maybe an author, maybe, you know, someone using media and creative languages that people can understand. But also science benign. Science for life, not for matter. All of those kind of, here we hear Einstein, the former Einstein speaking. Now he's still in the other world, that beautiful place there with his old friends, right? So, and they look at him and say, oh, he's going in there again, that's for sure. Because he's not fired up and rosy cheek or whatever. Then you, someone says, then you better go ask for the blessings. I said, what do you mean? Ask for a darshan, they say. And then they bring him. And it gets very bright. And he's not used to it. It's so bright that he can't really hardly see anything, but he can see or sense beautiful couple or a divinity there. Very loving, very kind, just one second. And then he is just asking and humbly bowing there, and what do you want me to do? And they have a discussion, and finally he gets that blessing that yes, and he has made his conditions, you know, I can't take pain. Please, and he's kind of revealing his weaknesses, embarrassed a bit, and they just say, so be it, so be it. And it says there in the end, so, and then they ask you anything more you want, and it thinks, and it says, you know, I just want to serve as your tool for doing what you want done in that world. And that's it. So all this kind of implies he will take birth and he will maybe he will become an NPO if we put it in the POL. If that is not pretentious, but he doesn't have to become PO, he can just become a this could be a standalone story. He could just become a or it could just be a standalone storyline within the PUL, Happy's part, and you don't know why it is there. Something to do with science, and it could be a story within the story. And so he takes birth, and he becomes an artist rather than a scientist. He becomes a, and then we can do anything there with him. Musician. But he goes that way this time, that through the study of the beauty, and the symmetry, and the power, and the ingenuity, and all that, there behind nature, he starts to see, as if gradually, appearing and personally more and more vivid, the form of a wonderful person. Well, I mean, we could go on. I don't know if I'm just shooting off into another story here, but it could be quite interesting to take that Einstein character, because he's now like some archetype in in our civilization of genius and science and all that. And take him into this time as a young man or whatever, old man. And what he will do, what he will, you know. Could be an interesting story.